This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
NCAA basketball tournament is already underway. As Meredith told you, Louisville and Creighton playing in the first game. That game in Lexington, Louisville up 15-13. In the first other games in this first set of four games that they have today to get us moving on Thursday, High Point will take on Purdue. That is in Providence, Rhode Island. Montana and Wisconsin, they will play in Denver after that. And then SIU, Edwardsville, and Louisville, that's a 2 o'clock tip-off, and that is in Wichita. We'll see games here tomorrow in Cleveland. Jeff, do you need to get us up to speed and let us know about somebody?
I don't know. You
well,
tell me.
You feel the need to inform, so please continue.
All right, well, let's do it.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
What?
This needs circus music.
Be nice to the guy.
It's nothing against Carson Wentz. If the Browns want him, go get him. That's all I'm saying. We're sitting here. We're like, well, you know, if Russell Wilson doesn't want to play here, then we're going to come to you.
You need to go back further. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Carson spent 5 years in Philadelphia.
Go ahead.
The defensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles for all five of those seasons. A gentleman named Jim Schwartz.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Current defensive coordinator of your Cleveland Browns.
Our defensive coordinator helps out our quarterback, future quarterback.
I'm sure the starting quarterback talked to the defensive coordinator a couple of times over 5 years, and Schwartz watched him every day in practice. If they need a reference.
Jeff, you are not aware
of the... If they need a reference.
Yeah.
Hey, is this guy a jerk? Is this guy a nice guy? Is this guy the type of person we want to bring into this locker room? I'm sure Jim Schwartz could give them a few answers.
Maybe a jerk is what you need at quarterback. Never
Maybe so.
Hmm.
I didn't say that was bad, did I?
The implication when you call someone a jerk is bad. I think inherently calling someone a jerk is bad. I don't know. That's what they told me in philosophy class. If you call someone a jerk,
I'm just
that's
saying,
mean.
5 years together in Philly, Jim will have a pretty good feel for Carson Wentz. Hey, Jim. Hey, hope you're enjoying the beach. Andrew Berry here. Hey, let me ask you. You were with Carson for 5 years there in Philly. You like him? No. Okay, thanks, Andrew. Jim, do you like him? Yes. He's a wonderful human being. He got the shaft in Philadelphia. Never should have happened. I'd sign him if I were you, Andrew. Thank you.
Jim, can he still play? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. Then I'm in. Well, you know what? If Jim says he can play, let's go get him now. Why are we waiting around? Or Mary Kay reiterated it again this morning. Look out. Maybe they might draft two quarterbacks.
I'm just telling you, the next one's going to be a humdinger.
The one on Carson Wentz?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have more of these? Serious?
The beatings Seriously. Will continue until morale improves.
The fact that you told me now that we have more makes the preparation worse than the actual procedure. That's exactly how I feel about this.
There's more Carson Wentz to come.
But, let's go back to what Daryl Ryder had to say about the dome. Jeff, just, Daryl laid it out. Look, he said the bottom line. Like, I just feel like we're all kind of pawns in this thing. I don't want to hear about a politician who's trying to become a bigger and better politician so that you all know their name moving forward so they can run for some other office because of the advertising implications that happens for a person when their name is out there, and now all of a sudden their recognition, their street cred, their what's it called? What's your score when you people
Q
know
rating.
You?
Are?
Q
no,
rating? No, Q ratings TV. What's the other one? It's the internet one. I don't know what I'm thinking. There's a word for it. But, I mean, if that's what you want, is the name recognition, clout. It's clout. Your clout score. At least that used to be a thing. Do you remember when that was a thing?
Roll with it.
All right. So your social media clout. Like, is that what you're here? Are you here to be bigger and better than the head of the county or the mayor or someone who's trying to become new on the political scene or something like that? Like, I don't want to be involved in that. I don't. Do I think the city dragged their feet to? Here's exactly what I think. I want the stadium to be downtown. I had no problem with that, but it seemed like for years they were negotiating back and forth and got nowhere. They got nowhere. So they know that the lease is up. Just like you when you rent an apartment, right? You know the lease is up, and if you don't renew that lease, you're out. Or you want to leave. Well, guess what? The Browns will be fulfilling their obligation to the lease, just like you if you had an apartment. And that's up in, what, 28? In 29, they need a place to play. And it better be within the confines of the five counties that we live in right now. Because I'm not going back and reliving what we relived last time.
Well, okay? I'm glad to know that you're not going to do that.
No.
That'll keep the team here.
Well, none of us want to relive that, do we?
Can we
just get a something built? I got to tell you, the renderings that the Browns have put out look amazing. If you don't think they do.
It looks phenomenal.
I don't know how. I mean, everyone, like the biggest complaint was, well, I wanted to play outside. Man, I have you ever seen a glass dome before? The folks that made the one in Minnesota are designing the one that's here. And Daryl said this on It's Always Game Day, that the thought process for the way the roof looks like is the same as the art museum. Like, someone actually put some thought into that. Can we talk more about this in a moment?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk more about this in a moment. And then we're also going to talk about potential NFL rule changes. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.